talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, December the 8th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and Pastor Craig here on the Exchange Club. And we've got a top 10 list this hour and a whole lot of stuff going on. Matt, tomorrow, big day here in Marion.
So tomorrow and the...
Not in Marion, in Caledonia.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute.
So nobody jumped on me, so I let it go for a minute.
Well, Marion County.
Yes.
It's all the same.
Big day in Marion County tomorrow.
Sorry, my head broke for a second. In Caledonia on December 9th at... at 6:15, there will be a tree lighting ceremony taking place in the town square of Caledonia. And there will be me, Scott, and Carrington. I will be a reindeer. Carrington will be Fruity C. Scott will be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Santa Claus will be there.
I'll be appearing as myself.
Mrs. Claus will be there. There will be there'll be a live reindeer. Mary Ellen Withrow is going to be there to light the tree. There's so much going on out there, I can't even remember it.
It's
all
an epic event.
That's what's going on.
Look at that.
Run it down.
All right. So, in the village square, you got pet live reindeer. There's going to be a live reindeer.
Oh.
There's going to be a horse-drawn wagon. Won't want to miss that. Fire truck rides. Who doesn't love riding on the fire trucks? Obviously, the tree lighting ceremony.
And biggest thing going on that night.
It sure is. And then there's a scavenger hunt.
There we go.
Oh, man, look at that. There's a lot going on, man. So there's Mr. and Mrs. Claus. You can write letter to Santa. There's face paintings. You can visit a gingerbread house. Enjoy lights, Christmas, and music, cookies, hot cocoa at the Methodist Church.
I'll be there.
There are going to be food trucks.
Music.
It's got to be music.
Trees.
There'll be, the tree lighting ceremony.
Well, I think there'll be trees at the Methodist Church, I believe.
Trees at the Methodist Church?
Or lights or something.
Well, that makes sense, I guess. You got Tim Mooney, Scott Spears, Mary Ellen Withrow.
How'd I get second billing then?
You know,
I don't know how that happened.
You weren't first because you're not native to Caledonia.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what that is.
But I have roots in Caledonia.
Roots?
I got roots.
You got roots?
Yes.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and then you got the Grinch.
Well, as long as I'm above Santa Claus.
You're also above the Grinch. Isn't he the Christmas figure all of a sudden?
That's debatable. It certainly could be. And now, coming up a week from yesterday, 6 days away, the event that I might win the Nobel Peace Prize for.
So on the 14th of December at 7 o'clock... Sorry.
Your pants are talking to you.
Yeah. At 6:15 on... sorry.
I hate when my pants talk to me. That's a whole problem.
On December 14th, here at 685 Delaware Avenue, we're going to have the annual WGH Talk Fruitcake Toss. It's going to be great as usual.
Fourth annual.
There's going to be... Jack Kellogg going to be inducted into the Upper Crust Society.
Plaque and all.
Me and Carrington will be there singing, as usual. Scott will be there, because, you know, he's going to host it.
Of course.
There's going to be governors, city council people, mayor. We're going to have the former, current, and
Not the current, but we've got the...
Church is not going to be there?
Former mayor and incoming mayor.
Incoming mayor. Sheriff...
Bales.
Yeah, and Lieutenant Brown from the police department.
County commissioners,
city auditor, county auditor, all kinds of people.
I mean, it's, you know...
City council people.
It's going to be Buckeyes.
And Chestnuts.
Well, Chestnuts, yes,
and,
sorry.
And that is the night that I'm going to bring everybody together for 1 hour, and we're going to sing. Because I know there's some bad feeling in that group. I know there's some bad feeling, but on this night, we're going to set aside the bad feeling, and it's all going to be hunky-dory for one night.
I think you should probably aim for more than one night.
Well,
start with the one night and then extend it.
It's like the hot chocolate. You got to lowball.
You got to lowball it.
There'll be no hot chocolate. Well, I don't know. Maybe there will, maybe there won't. Whatever.
We'll see.
We'll see.
How many people are on the Fruitcake Dolls now? We got like 49?
I think there's 49 people now after the addition of Bob Smith today. Yeah, 49.
49. So there's 49 people who are going to throw the fruitcakes. There's going to be music. The induction into the Upper Crust Society of Jack Kellogg.
Plaque presentations?
There'll be the plaque presentations. If you win the fruitcake toss, you get 4 tickets to the Columbus Zoo and Aquarium.
Zoo lights.
And then there's also a WGH talk plaque for the one here in the crew who throws it the farthest.
So, Matt, do you think you could maybe arrange for those live reindeer that are going to be in Caledonia Saturday to bring them out to the fruitcake toss Thursday?
I could probably ask the dude who's handling them how that works.
See if Santa can come over to this event. We'd love to see Santa.
Oh, yeah. Put Santa in there. We got that.
And again, the odds-on favorite could be Pastor Craig. Matt feels it's going to be Ed from last year, our winner last year. I don't know. I really don't know. Anybody's ballgame.
I guess Ed could have just got lucky, but he threw it, 61's pretty good. Pretty good.
We'll say he threw it 61. It was dark.
Was it just eyeball?
No, there was... Well, I don't know. I think we've got one of those college football referees. They don't quite see things as they are all the time.
Yeah.
Bad refereeing at these events. But this year, we'll be on the level. We got a lot of light out here. We've got parking lot. We've got a Claxton fruitcake. It's going to be a whole thing.
I think that's going to be good.
And I hear there's even a little side bet. Now, this group here, Glenn and Tyler, Glenn Jerome... They're fighting for the affection, the love of somebody.
And they're going to... I think fighting for the love of somebody's a little goofy.
I think it's nice. I think it's good the middle of a fruitcake toss.
In the middle of a fruitcake toss, I guess where's the better place to do it?
What if Miranda outthrows Ayers?
That'd be good.
All kinds of side things going on here.
There, take that.
That's right. Yeah. Talk to me like that during a city council meeting. This is what you get.
Try to toss me out of office. You can't even toss a fruitcake.
That's exactly right. Then that'll be a new T-shirt for the new year. I don't know. I think it's an event that will bring everybody together.
I'm sure it will, yeah. What else could...
Last week we forgot the top 10 during this segment, so I'm going to do the top 10.
So I wasn't here and you guys forgot the top 10.
Then I had to do 2 top 10s on Friday night, so we're going to get into it here right off the bat. Because I think this top 10 list is relevant to what we're talking about right now. Oh, yes. Top 10 things to do after winning the 2023 Fruitcake Toss. Now, do you understand the category?
I do, yes.
Top 10 things to do after winning... the 2023 Fruitcake Toss. After winning. Now, we don't know who the winner is going to be. But if you are the winner, this is what you want to do.
Top 10 things.
Top 10. Number 10, sign autographs for adoring fans. There'll be a lot of them out there that night. Number 9, talk to ESPN about your technique in future competitions.
There you go.
You'll be in the history books. Number 8, wait by your phone for a recruiting offer from Ryan Day. How about that? He needs some help. There's a lot of openings on the team right now. Number 7, join the 2024 Olympic decathlon team.
I think fruitcake throwing should be an Olympic sport.
I think it should. I think you're exactly right. Number 6, challenge Abby to an arm wrestle. You could take her, Matt.
I'm sure I could, yeah.
You're sure you could?
I'm sure I could, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. Take her. Number 5, ask Buckeye Guy to change his name to Fruitcake Guy.
Good luck on that one.
It's already close to there anyway. Whatever you call him is one thing, whatever he is another. That's all you have to say. Number 4, research eBay to see how much fruitcake plaques are selling for. Would you ever sell your plaque, Matt?
Oh, no.
You couldn't do that.
That's treasury.
Never. Number 3, walk across the street and clean the fruitcake off the tombstone that you hit. The whole receiving vault and everybody's tombstones over there will be covered in fruitcake. What can you do? Number 2, challenge hot dog champion Joey Chestnut to a fruitcake eating contest.
I wouldn't even want to watch that.
That'd be ugly, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it would be.
Man, your pipes would be messed up for a long time.
Taking bets on who would be the first person to break a tooth.
Exactly. And the number one thing to do after winning the 2023 Fruitcake Toss, call Taylor Swift and ask for a date. Well, of course. Of course it would be.
It all comes back to Taylor Swift.
It all does, doesn't it?
One way or another.
Doesn't it all?
Yeah, I guess so.
Unfortunately.
So you think you could take Abby?
Yeah, probably.
Really? Well, she was a little redneck about that at one point.
Okay.
There was a whole push-up competition that went ugly at one point.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, I don't know why.
She got competitive.
She is competitive, and that's the whole problem. She's overly competitive.
I don't think there's so. I mean, so long as you know how to harness it.
Well, it is when you lose all the time.
Well, that's
you can't harness it. That's the problem.
Well, I guess so. It seems that way.
It's one of those things. Now, remember, you can send us a Christmas card. We love getting Christmas cards from you, the listening public out there. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302, WGH Talk. And if you put your address in there, we'll send you a card back. All right. Well, we were talking about it earlier. The person of the year, the Time Magazine person of the year, is Taylor Swift. It all does come back to Taylor Swift. Why is there such a problem with this? Hitler, Churchill, Stalin... the spirit of Ukraine, Martin Luther King Jr., Roosevelt, and Taylor Swift.
What a lineup.
That seems to roll right off my tongue.
I know. It's hard to... I don't know. It's...
What are the drawbacks against her being person of the year?
Like reasons she shouldn't be?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think she's had an impact. I'm going to have to be in the minority on this one, I guess, and I think she is the person of the year.
I can't argue with the fact that she's had an impact.
Can you think of anybody else this year who's had a greater impact on so many different aspects of society? I mean, I'm shocked at the fact that she has. I don't understand why she has, but she has. I mean, if you really think about it, honestly, she's got her career itself, which she's got to be the number one artist in the country right now, maybe the world. Number two, she can just tell people to register to vote, which has nothing to do with music, and they do it so much that the averages go up significantly. Number three, when she comes to an area, the profits in that area go up. The whole East Coast, I think it was something like $3 billion money was made just by her tours and people coming in. The whole football player thing is fascinating. I mean, we make fun of it, but the truth is more people started watching those games just because they knew she was going to be there. She's not performing. She's just in the box. And even the camera people are panning her. I mean, who has that kind of popularity, sway?
I don't know.
I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
I can't argue with you. It just boggles the mind.
I don't understand it. I'm not saying I understand why these things have happened, but she will touch somebody and it lifts them up. Like I say, Travis Kelce would not have been interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, and it certainly wouldn't have been picked up by the Associated Press had he not been with Taylor Swift, because the whole story was, I don't want to do anything to make Taylor angry. She touches a football team. Their ratings goes up. She touches a city by going there. The whole economy goes up. It's bizarre, but it is true. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I wonder what would happen if Trump started his name calling and stuff on her.
Really
backfire on him.
Well, I don't know how that would go.
Backfired on any of the other women he's talked about, but it might be different if you're talking about Taylor Swift.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because will she get politically involved in 2024?
Yeah, she does. I hope she gets on my side.
Well, I don't know. I think it's going to be very interesting to watch that. Because
I think she could, you know... Well, she did before. She can swing some votes.
I think she could sway a vote. I do. In certain states, I think she could. She's not going to sway certain southern states, but in places where she's got some popularity, I think she could.
Like you say, who else? man or woman, had such a impact on society.
I would not want to tangle with her. And that's going to be, that will be an ultimate mistake. If somebody, I will go on record to say that. If somebody tries to tangle with her the way her fans are, that would be a major mistake.
You know, Oprah Winfrey was like that years ago.
Well, you know what? Look what,
you know,
people.
She was riding high and, you know, really.
Yeah, people.
You know, had a lot of impact, too, but yep. You don't hear so much on her.
Well, people can dislike Oprah, too, but you know what? In Pennsylvania, when her buddy Dr. Oz was running, she said, I'm not going to endorse anybody, and she didn't, by the end, she did not like what Dr. Oz had to say. She went in there, what, 2 days before, the day before, and endorsed the opposite guy, the other guy, and the other guy won.
Yep. And, lost that.
So, if people say, if Oprah can do that in the 2020s, boy, I wouldn't want to tangle with Taylor Swift. I think you're making a big mistake, because I think people who would never vote, I'm not saying she could change people's minds, but I think she could get so many people in who don't vote to cause a change, and that would be the big swayer.
Yeah, plus if she changed some people's minds, too.
Well, you never know.
Some people might say, well, Oprah's for that. I'll go home and vote that way, too.
It's interesting. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
You know, I think that could happen.
So, you think if Taylor Swift got political, that the Kroger pharmacy would be lined up to vote whatever
I
she
do.
Said?
I I honestly believe that if Taylor Swift said vote for this person, she would, and I think a lot of other people would too. And I think that would be the ultimate mistake of any candidate to want to get on her bad side, because Taylor Swift has nothing to lose in that department. And she's going to come off as the hero if you attack her. And she clearly can get her people to mobilize. So I would not want to do that. I think that would be a bad idea.
Mm, I agree.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But, will she get involved without being baited? That's the question.
I don't know if she'll get involved.
I don't know. You know what? I think there's a 50-50 chance at this point. I think if she really likes a candidate and she feels things are going in a direction she doesn't like, it wouldn't surprise me.
I don't think that people with influence should be telling people to vote one way or another.
Oh, I think that's it's freedom of speech. Why? Because she's a singer, she can't tell people how to vote?
I wouldn't tell people, no.
It's their choice to vote that way or not. You can tell anybody. I thought it was okay for Oprah to get involved. I feel it's okay for anybody to get involved. That's your right. Just because you have a career, you can't endorse somebody?
Well, it's kind of the exact opposite. Only people who have a career can endorse somebody.
Well, that's not true.
I mean, I guess I could come out and endorse a politician, but it wouldn't mean anything, and I wouldn't be asked to. You wouldn't ask somebody who doesn't have a sway in
But you
anything.
Can tell us who you vote for. That's, you're right.
Yeah, but you gotta, see, but the difference is, I'd already have to, like, I mean, I guess I could have told you who I will vote for.
I guess I never understood why people came down on entertainers for giving their opinion on that. They give their opinion on everything else. Why not that? Why just because you're an entertainer would that negate your ability to have an opinion politically?
It doesn't. You know,
but people act like it does.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Don't do that. You know, the real reason for that is they're scared it's going to hurt them.
Right.
You know, the person who's getting endorsed doesn't complain about it.
No.
It's the opposite group that doesn't seem to like it.
Right. And, you know, you run the risk of making an endorsement and then that hurting your career.
Well, and that's why I usually respect people who do it, because you do run the risk of hurting your career, because people, I don't understand. Okay, if somebody endorses a candidate that I don't like, I don't go to their movies? I mean, I don't understand that. What is the point?
There is no point. I mean, you go to their movies because you like them as an actor. You think they do a good job. Unfortunately, people can't separate that fact of, you know, being an actor versus they can't separate it from the person. So
I think it's just a little kooky, but I wouldn't be surprised if she got involved. Like I say, I think it's 50-50 right now. We'll see what happens as the new year goes on. Now, there was an interesting what do you make of Brenda Lee finally hitting number one?
It was a long time coming.
65 years.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of surprising a little bit because, to be honest with you, I didn't maybe realize that it hadn't happened.
When it, yeah, a song came out in 1958, I believe it was. She obviously was very young. She turned 79 on Monday. But here at 79, 65 years later, she's number one. And this was a big conversation we had last week was, do you leave a job when you're not necessarily as good as you once were? Do you stick around just because people want you to stick around? Or
you
do
know
you
when it's time to get out.
Leave on top.
Yeah.
So you agree with leaving on top?
Yeah.
Matt said, as long as we're still throwing money, it just stay.
No. Not what I said. Don't let him lie to you. So I said that so long as
you...
You're
very similar to that, trust me.
No.
Similar to that.
I said, so long as you still love doing what you're doing and there's a market for you, and you don't even have to get paid. Just if you love to do it, I don't see why you wouldn't
do
it.
But you kept saying if there's a market.
Yeah,
if there's... Which makes me think that finances
are
involved.
If there wasn't a market, I guess you could do it, but what would be the point? Nobody's listening.
Well, there's not a market for a lot of young people who are doing things. There's always going to be a market for somebody who had a career. Because somebody's going to say, well, you should come back and do this again. There's always going to be that. One more movie. One more game. One more show. Why not? Because it's a known commodity. Doesn't necessarily mean they should do it.
I mean, I don't know about that. I think that there are a lot of, like...
If you were ever a name, whoever says don't ever come back?
I mean, nobody, I suppose, but it's more like... There are people, like... There are people who I, like, think that shouldn't have come back. Two things.
Like?
Okay, like... I guess Tom Brady. I mean, he came back and did okay.
Clearly, there was a market.
Yeah. But, like...
Maybe he loved it.
I wouldn't doubt Tom Brady does love it.
So that he hit your two qualifications.
I mean, he did it. I mean, I'm fine with that. Like,
but you said you don't think he should have.
I don't think he should have because... the only reason I don't think he should have is because he did the thing that you said that you don't like. Like, when he said he was retiring the first time, there was a big, long press release where he thanked everybody, thanked the fans, thanked the Patriots, thanked whoever and anybody. And all of a sudden, next year, he's playing for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And then when he retired the second time, he was like, look, I already did the big, long thank you to everybody in the first year, so I'm retired this time, for real. Rob Gronkowski, he had three back surgeries. He played well all throughout his career. The only reason I wish he wouldn't have come back is genuinely for his health. Man's had three back surgeries. I don't know why you should be playing in the NFL after three
back
surgeries.
But somebody wanted to hire him.
Oh, yeah. He was good even through the three back surgeries. He was probably, like, the best tight end in the NFL.
But Pastor, don't you think entertainers is where this really sticks out? If you can't tell jokes as fast, if you're not as good an actor anymore, you know, you just slow down sometimes. Do you really want to continuously do that?
No, I think, you know, you should get out before you're embarrassing yourself. And I think when, you know, you have to do some self-reflection, you have to be honest, and if my timing's not like what it used to, you know, it's time to get out. Because if you stick around too long, then people are just going to remember you for... This guy, what's he doing here?
Yeah, they say, is he still here?
Yeah.
You know, rather than, why is he leaving?
Yeah.
You know, Johnny Carson, as I said last week, he was the classic example of why is he leaving? And why did he never come back? Well, that's added to his mystique. But people like Bob Hope, people were, well, why is he still here? He's 90 years old and he can't see and hear anymore. And
right.
His cue cards became a joke that they were as big as plate glass windows because he couldn't see anymore.
And see, it's time to... It's past time to get out.
But because there's a market, right, and people still want you, right, you stay.
Because there always will be a market, unless you get so bad, but there will always be a market. It may not be nearly as big as it was, but there'll be a market.
But you know, also, when you do a show, let's say you do a sitcom, and the sitcom is considered a great sitcom. Now, not every episode is going to be a great episode,
right,
but that sitcom will be seen as a great sitcom. It had a beginning, and you have a last episode. Now, probably 30% of the episodes were not that great, but it was a great sitcom. So if you're asked to do another sitcom, Well, that's a whole nother can of worms, because a lot of people say, well, 30% of those episodes weren't great. No, but on the whole, it was. So to start something new, and I'll tell you the classic example of this was Lucille Ball. Lucille Ball, the queen of television, and she was regarded that way. And she, I think she's gained her spot back. But Lucille Ball did the first hit sitcom on television, I Love Lucy, number one for 6 years. She decided to call it quits because her marriage was ending with Desi Arnaz. And then CBS came, well, actually, she came to CBS. She wanted to work again. She didn't have Desi. And she said, I want to do another show. And they said, oh, it's not going to work this time. You don't have Desi. But she did the Lucy show. And that was a big hit. Top 20 show for 6 years. At the end of that, she said, well, you know, I'm done. Well, at this point, CBS had wised up. And they said, well, listen, we need another show. And she said, okay, my kids want to be actors and actresses. I'll do a show with them. She did a show called Here's Lucy. It was a top 20 show for the 6 years it was on. She's the queen. 18 years of top 10, top 20 shows on television, and she decided to leave. And she was gone for the end of the 1970s and the beginning of the night. She was gone for about 10 years. Then came a show called Golden Girls. Four older actresses who were somewhat known at that time. They'd been in things. Not Bea Arthur had been a star, but the others, Betty White, they had been like second banana on shows. Rue McClanahan. This show comes on, and it's a top 10 show. Wow, this show's a hit. Well, Lucille Ball's, she's more famous than all of them put together, and she's a lady about their age. Let's get Lucille Ball back on television. She'll knock their socks off. Lucy said no, she said no, she said no, she said no, and then finally they threw so much money at her, and she did like working, and she missed working, and she did a show called Life with Lucy. They offered her a full season, 24 episodes, sight unseen. You can pick the writers, you can pick the directors, you can cast the cast. She cast Gail Gordon, who had been in 12 years of her shows. The show ran for 13 episodes. It was one of the worst rated shows that year. It lost its time slot consistently. And for the rest of her life, Lucille Ball got up and spoke at events and said, she would get up and say, I used to be Lucille Ball. Big mistake. But there was a huge market.
How long was the hiatus she took before that last show?
About 10 years, but everybody knew if Lucille Ball did a guest spot.
If you took a 10-year break doing anything,
she was old.
You took a 10-year break. I wouldn't, look,
should Lucy have come back past her?
She should have never quit.
If she could have had 18 years of top 20 shows.
I would say that maybe you shouldn't come back, but you should have just never quit. If she never quit, I don't think it would have been all that bad.
I think she wanted to quit. 18 years is a long time.
I mean, like, if she wanted to quit, that's fine. But, like, she came back for the last show that didn't do well. If she never would have left, there wouldn't have been a 10-year gap where she wasn't doing.
No, I think, I don't think that was the problem. I think the problem was when they brought her back, now it's 75-year-old Lucy. And when she, I remember it being described, because Lucy was big on pratfalls and all that all her career. Well, when you're in your 30s, that's funny. When you're in your 40s and 50s, it's still funny. It's physical humor. When you're 75, the audience they don't want you to fall down. And she was still trying to do that physical humor. And it just, ooh, that's not good.
Because you're holding your breath. You're going,
yeah, that's uncomfortable.
No. And you talk about 18 years of being, you know, number 18. One. That puts her in a top category. That puts her in an elite category. There aren't really that many people that can say that they had an 18-year career being at the top of the sitcoms. I mean,
think anybody else.
No. I mean, you have somebody that was maybe, you know, the sitcom ran 10 years, they were at the top. But to do three different shows over, you know, that have 18 years of being at the top, I mean, that she puts it in a very small category.
Well, and if you were a network executive, wouldn't you throw everything at Lucille Ball? Oh, here you got this other show the season before based around four older ladies. Everybody thought it would fail, and my, it's the number four show on television. Well, my gosh, everybody knows Lucille Ball.
So you want to have something great, go run against that.
Yeah, and Lucille Ball, everybody knows her. She's never had a failure. Just the fact that it's Lucille Ball, people will watch. Well, they didn't.
It was a 10-year hiatus. She had
but
been off
she
TV,
wasn't like under
and they
a
gave her her
years.
Own show.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Put her on Golden Girls. It all started because they liked Golden Girls. Why didn't they just put her on Golden Girls? I think Golden Girls
well,
would become a number one show at that
It
point.
Was another network trying to do well.
Right.
Oh, I see.
The network that had Golden Girls didn't need Lucille
Ball. They didn't need Lucille Ball at that point. They had Golden Girls.
They probably paid all four of those women the same amount total as they would have had to pay Lucille Ball.
Well, and they paid Lucy for 24 of 13 of which aired. Because they had to give her such a deal. So she didn't even want to come back.
Yeah.
So that's a good example of don't do it.
She came back for the money. I said, if you still love what you're doing.
I think she wanted to do it.
No.
I just think.
Oh, no, she turned it down the first time. She turned it down the second time. She only said, no, millions of dollars sounds pretty nice.
I think they weren't going to give up. And I think they probably wore her down. There was enough inside of her that still wanted to do something that she finally said no.
There's only been one person in the history of television to ever fully retire, and it was Johnny Carson. Now, even Jack Parr did the same thing. Jack Parr, who was the Tonight Show, made the Tonight Show a hugely popular thing, preceded Johnny Carson, left on his own accord. There were stories back at that time. Oh, can Johnny Carson live up to be Jack Parr? A matter of fact, they made there was a 6-month wait. They made Johnny Carson wait 6 months after Jack Parr went off the air because they wanted Jack Parr to be out of people's minds. They didn't want people to compare Carson to Jack Parr. Carson comes on. He's a big hit. He runs for, 10 or 12 years. We need to compete against Carson. Who do we get? Let's get Jack Parr. Jack Parr was better than Carson. They bring back Jack Parr. Not even a year. Jack Parr goes down. Go ahead, caller.
You guys were talking about not going against Taylor Swift. Kanye West sure did. He lived to tell the tale.
Now, he had to apologize, though.
Oh, yeah, that was such a heartfelt apology.
Well, and he's not on the Time Magazine Person of the Year cover, either.
I wouldn't give Taylor, that's not to her credit. And you know who's 1,000 times more talented and prettier than Taylor Swift? Adele.
Well, I don't think this is talent, though. I wouldn't say Taylor Swift is the most talented person in the world, but I think whatever she has, and I don't know what it is, she's got it. It sways people. It's very strange.
Well, one thing that she still has on her side is the usefulness. Like, she hasn't really weathered any of the storms of life. I want to see if she's still relevant after she gets a couple kids and a divorce under her belt, then get back with me.
Well, I don't think she's going to do it. I think maybe that is her key to being brilliant. She obviously is misstepping these minds. It's like some people get married 7 or 8 times. She's not doing that.
I knew that's where you were headed. You were behind the wheel, and I knew you were headed to that street.
You got it.
Hey.
Yes.
Hey, if your venue for the fruitcake toss, if you outgrow it, maybe you would consider moving it to Scherzer Park.
Scherzer Park? Where's that?
Oh, good. I'm not late to the party. So, as it would appear, due to the sign that says Scherzer Park, they've changed the name of Founders Park to Scherzer Park.
They've got that one pavilion there that's named Scherzer.
Is it the whole thing or just the pavilion?
There's just a sign that says Scherzer Park.
Scherzer Park?
Master Frank, correct me. Is it just the pavilion? Or
I saw the thing
park?
About the pavilion.
Well, I saw the sign on the pavilion, but I didn't see any other sign for the park. So all I can say is I did see it on the pavilion.
I didn't know the sign says Scherzer Park.
Like, where's the park? Where's this sign at?
Swift sort of like close to the alley on the, I guess it would be,
We'll send over a reporter.
We'll send the helicopter up.
The news chapter. Bye, y'all.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. Schertzer Park. That could be interesting.
I'll do a live remote for you.
We got Kellogg Parkway. I mean, Schertzer Park. How does that happen? How do you get something named after you?
I don't know.
Well.
I'm tempted to say something, but I won't.
Well, to bring this up, good for Brenda Lee.
McGinnis Alley.
Good. There you go. Oh, yes. That's where you ask people to leave. Please leave this area. Get out of here. We don't want to see you again. There's a lot of cracks in McGinnis Alley. But Brenda Lee, number one. So Brenda Lee apparently is not outstaying her welcome.
We were talking about something.
Yeah. So, you know, there you go. Some people can stay and get it done, and some people should not come back.
See, it seems to me like all the people who you said, I don't think they ever lost it. It sounds like to me those are all the people who never quit, and everybody who quit and came back are the ones who regretted it.
I don't know if it's about ever losing it. I think it's the circumstance that you're coming back. I think Jack Parr should have said, Johnny Carson's doing very well. I'm going to be opposite him. I haven't been on television for 10 years, and he's got my old staff.
It doesn't really sound like a good bet.
No. And Lucille Ball should have said, I'm going on the third place network.
Yeah.
On a night where they're not doing well, an hour before a show that's in the top 10 that they're trying to base my show on, and I haven't worked for 10 years. Maybe if they put me on a night where they're doing well, that could help. Not try to base the whole night around me, which is what they tend to do because they'll pay for this big star. Well, they'll anchor the whole night. They'll be able to carry all that other junk on that night.
Exactly.
They don't try to protect the show.
Right. They want you to carry that rest of the night for them.
Yeah, because we're paying you more than we're paying anybody else, so you've got it. But if it's a show people haven't seen, that ain't going to work. Now, had they put that Lucy show, even though it wasn't her best work, maybe on after, like, Who's the Boss, which was a big hit for them at the time, a more kiddie show, she certainly would have done better. I think she would have made it through the season.
They both had 10-year hiatuses. Am I the only one who sees the problem with this?
So what, do you have to come back within 6 months?
You just don't leave. If you don't...
leave.
If you still love doing what you're doing, and you still have a job, or you still just do what... Because you like to do it, just stay. There was no reason to quit in the first place. And then you came back after 10 years? What do you think was going to happen?
But sometimes you don't realize you miss it till you leave.
So, Matt, what you're saying is you're never going to leave. You're going to hang in there.
What, die with the mic in your hand?
I guess.
No, you know what? Sometimes people think they are ready to leave. You do something day in, day out for a long enough time. You think, well, it's time to go. But then you get 6 months of not doing it, and you say, oh. You know, Larry King said this, which was a great quote when I interviewed him. He said he thought he was ready to go after 25 years. He was the longest running show in one time slot, Guinness Book of World Records, number one show on cable. Time to go. And he said he was fine until 6 months later. They caught Osama bin Laden, and he had nowhere to go. He had no show to be on, and he said that's when he knew he had to go back. So sometimes you don't realize it till something happens. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, Matt was talking about somebody never leaves, you know, stay in and do what you love. Well, I'm thinking of Ellen Corby. She was never a big star, but she has been in so much stuff when she was younger all the way till she was, you know, ready to, you know, pretty much ready to die. You know, if there's very few actors or actresses that has worked as long as a career and been in so many things as she's done, you know, there's very few.
Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Yep.
And I'll tell you one locally here, Madge Cooper, who I talk about a lot. I interviewed Madge after she left, and Madge left on her own accord. It was a big story in the newspaper. Madge leaving, her show was called Orbit. Madge Cooper leaving Orbit. She had been on for 35 years. She got to retirement age 65, and she said her husband wasn't feeling well at that time. And she thought, you know, this is the right time to go. And later on in life, I asked her, well, why'd you leave? Because she did come back. I said, why did you leave? And she said, you know, she said it was the biggest mistake. She said it felt like where my hand was, where the microphone was, that they had cut my hand off at that point. She missed it.
Interesting.
But she didn't miss it until she left. You can't miss something till it's gone.
I mean, okay, fine. But, like, if you quit for, say, like, okay, sure, 3 to 6 months, that's a little different than coming back after 10 years of not doing it. 10 years is...
But it's not like they go to the network and say, put me on again.
10 years
come to them.
A seventh of your life, an eighth, on average.
But you don't think there was a... You don't think there was a way to do those shows where they would have been successful?
I mean, maybe...
I'm just.
Well, I wouldn't take somebody who was off air for 10 years and say, "I'm gonna put you in this time slot that nobody watches."
Well, you are if your network's in bad shape.
Yeah, you're desperate.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't think clearly.
Yeah, and sometimes that does help. I mean, there are numerous cases of this. I mean, we don't like to talk about Bill Cosby, but CBS was in horrible shape in the mid-1990s, and they gave Bill Cosby one of those gigantic contracts because he had been the number one show in the 80s. And Bill Cosby was actually smart about it. He went and got his old wife from his old television series, hired Madeline Kahn, really good actress for his show, got the same writers back, and told CBS he wanted to be on one of their hit nights. He didn't want to be stranded out there in La La Land. And it didn't last as long as the original Cosby show, but it lasted about 4 years. And it did okay, premiered very well. And it put CBS, when he came, CBS was in third place. And when he left, they were in first.
Sounds to me like he put himself in a better situation than all the other people.
Well, I think because when they really want you, because the whole network is in terrible shape, you're willing to make, what do you got to lose?
What does who have to lose?
The network. If you have a horrible, horrible network and you're in dead last place, what do you have to lose by making that concession to somebody?
Well, they paid the What's-Her-Face lady,
well,
Lucy.
But ABC...
They paid Lucy, I don't know how much money, but they paid Lucy a lot of money, okay? And then they didn't even let her finish her show.
Well, I'm saying, watch an I Love Lucy and
so
then watch
a
Life with
sounds
Lucy.
Sounds to me like they lost out on probably a few $1 million there.
Yeah, but you know what? Hindsight's 20/20. At the time, it was on all the magazines. They got more publicity out of Lucy coming back to television than... You could imagine.
I don't think...
Who knew the show was going to be horrible?
Hiring an actress that hasn't worked in 10 years and making her the star for her own show...
Didn't have a series.
I don't know about all that.
What do you think, Pastor?
No, I think that... I mean, she probably should have never gave in. You know, she didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Did movies. Did guest spots.
Right.
You know, that's where she would have been good.
Yeah.
Come in every so often and do something. A lot of people think Betty White stayed too long. You know, she got this great resurgence in her late 80s, but then she kept... I mean, by the time her show was done, Hot in Cleveland, she couldn't even stand anymore.
Yeah.
She was always seated in all the spots.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's the last you want your fans to be seeing you.
No. Because not only is it the last that your fans are seeing you, but it's also a whole new generation. That's the only way they see you.
And it's always there.
Yes.
How many times have we said, oh, they had a string of great movies, and then they made that movie. Oh, that thing was horrible. Mm-hmm. Happens all the time.
Yep.
You don't want that in your career. Go out on top. Why run it into the ground?
Yep.
I don't think you can recreate
that. It seems to me that all the situations I've been described, they got put in bad situations and have been retired for years.
Matt?
Never quit and go to a better network. Simple as that.
Matt, what you got to realize here, when Scott is saying, you know, quit when you're on the top, he's opening the door for you to take over in the next year or two.
That's right. You can have this. And I'll never come back. You could be sitting here. And I'll tell you something, though. It's a funny thing, because, you know, when somebody leaves who is popular, ooh, you don't want to be the next guy. You want to be the guy after the next guy.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the next guy. Because when they leave, because there usually is a big folderol when they leave, and, oh, my gosh, there's this big buildup. They're leaving, and there's stories about it, and everybody's listening, and everybody's watching, and the big show's usually the biggest thing, and everybody, oh, my goodness. And then comes Monday, here's the new guy.
Yeah.
And I said, ooh. that's not a good place to be.
Seriously, it's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, that guy gets fired after 6 months, and then you want to be the guy who comes in after him because people are going to, anything's better than
right,
that guy.
Right, they're going to have very low expectations.
Yeah, oh, boy, thank goodness somebody came and bailed us out of that thing. And by the way, just when we talked about this the other day, we were talking about late night hosts, Jay Leno said the biggest mistake of his career was not thanking Johnny Carson on the first episode of his Tonight Show. And he didn't thank him because he thought that it would be beholden to what had just left. And it was a regret.
Interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. What's coming up next, Pastor Craig?
I have a guest. We have a special guest.
A special guest.
Yes.
Here we go. Stay tuned. We'll be back on tonight, 8 to 10 as well. Study his word up next at 1 o'clock. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
No, he doesn't know anything. Maybe he can't remember anything when he's drunk, you know, whatever.
But shouldn't you be more angry in that story at Johnny for letting Bob bump you off the show?
Do you know the name of the studio where Johnny did the Tonight Show? Is the Bob Hope Studio?
Well, it makes it a little more difficult.
It does make it very difficult when Bob wants to come in.
But
he says that he